I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're up.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
Who that? You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. It is Friday, February 22nd. We have made it to the weekend, baby, and what a weekend it will be. Your Memphis Grizzlies are back in action this weekend. The reset. John Martin back from the All-Star break, taking on the Clippers tonight. And then obviously have got Cleveland tomorrow night. Lakers in here on Monday, if I am not mistaken. So you are back into the grind of things with the Memphis Grizzlies. And we obviously know Chandler Parsons will be back as well. John, you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Right. I'm coming in here a winner. I told you I was going to be at a card game last night with some of Memphis' finest.
How'd it go?
Memphis' finest are now a little lighter in the pockets.
Dang.
Because Patty Pump came and cleaned them. I cleaned them out. That's what we do.
Congratulations.
That's what we do. So I'm excited. Man, I mean, you can testify.
This man is showing me his wallet, y'all, and it is
you can
packed
testify.
With money and bills.
Yes.
maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yes.
Because if you know what John drives.
That's right.
And you probably do.
Yes.
Man, we haven't set you up too
I
well
to,
for the day,
I need
have
to deposit that.
Yeah, you do. Thanks for showing me, though.
But because, as you know, beatdowns are going on around this country. So, I'm excited. It is Friday. NBA games are on again. That's nice.
So good.
Yes, it's like it's been a little bit of a grind, you know, like when you don't have NBA,
right,
you know,
right.
Like it just is. And
got
so
a little
now,
bit of a fix last
it's
night.
It's good to have that back. The Grizzlies are back in action tonight. Chandler Parsons is back. He will play, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope you are ready. He addressed the media yesterday for the first time since basically being exiled. Now he's unexiled, and we will talk about that here in a little bit. Here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, we are going to talk to University of Memphis President Dr. M. David Rudd. He, of course, joined us a couple months ago and announced on our show that he was going to be overseeing a project for a Larry Finch Park, mm-hmm. right? A memorial park for Larry Finch. Now, it's changed a little bit. The name has changed. The idea has changed. It's now going to be a Larry Finch. It's going to be called the Larry Finch Plaza, and it's going to be located there on South Campus, I assume, in front of the basketball
entrance.
Facility.
Yeah,
right
there as you come in for the Lori Walton. For
yeah.
a lot of us, that's the entrance.
Correct.
We use right off
yes.
of Getwell.
Right there on South Campus.
Yeah, that circle. Everybody knows that circle right
yes.
there.
Yes. And so we're going to talk to him about the name and about the decision and all of that. Obviously, it's a cause that you and I both very much appreciate. You know, it's always good to see Larry Finch getting the due over there at the University of Memphis, given everything he meant to that.
Yeah, forget about us. We remember the face that Vicki Finch made when we talked about
yes.
it with her, Larry's widow,
yes.
and how proud she was that this was coming, how appreciative she was of the news, and even talked about, you know, maybe sitting in that thing one day and looking at that statue. And I'm very happy, obviously, for that family. That's who it matters, should matter to most. No question
yeah.
about it. I'm sure
Yeah, so
great
we will
day.
Talk to Dr. Rudd about that. We will talk to him about Memphis basketball, obviously, as they get ready to take on Wichita State on the road this weekend. Just get his general thoughts on how the season's gone. I know for him, There are many things he is looking at. He's probably least among them the actual on-court product. So we will talk more about the logistics, right, of Memphis basketball. Yeah. And what he's thought from a broader perspective.
I'm thinking
Penny Hardaway.
I wonder too if maybe can estimate a dollar impact possibly of Penny Hardaway in season one, right?
Yes.
Because we talked about that. We know the deal that decision to move on from Tubby so financially related, obviously.
Absolutely.
They were hemorrhaging money, and so be interesting to see if he can update us on
how
well it's gone, because we know it's gone well.
And also AAC television negotiations.
Good one. Yes, let's get that in.
I think those are coming up. I mean, I think those are coming up very soon. If they're not going, I mean, if they're not happening right now, you know, we will know something.
Yeah, they're in that window.
Yeah, so we will talk to Dr. Rudd about all of that, see what we can get out of him.
All right.
At 11:25. 12:25, Gary Parrish will join us. He, of course, is the college basketball columnist over at CBSSports.com. Host of the Gary Parrish Show here on 93.9 FM ESPN, spent his afternoon yesterday getting dunked on by Trae Young.
Did he get dunked on?
I mean, anytime an athlete personally responds to something, you know, I consider it like a dunk.
Okay.
I mean, Benedict, I mean, would you concur?
I just didn't think it was like a dunk. The tone of it was sort of like, well, our situations are different. It wasn't sort of, take that, GP.
Well,
it had a little, actually.
I mean, there was a little.
Gary Parrish got nasty, if anything.
Gary it wasn't nasty.
Well, Gary got well, actually, by a professional athlete.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's never a. I mean, in the end, it's
so
good
it wasn't
for
like
Gary.
Sean Kemp dunk on you, then point at Lister.
I guess you're right. You're right. You're right.
But. I don't know if there's a lighter dunk out there. Maybe. And Jermichael had a strong one, too. Probably not that strong this year. Remember the Jermichael dunk this season?
Yeah. How about this? Trae Young drilled a 40-footer in Gary's face.
That's what he does.
That's what we'll call it.
Okay. I like the imagery there better.
Gary
probably more accurate.
Gary was contesting.
Yeah.
Both hands.
Trae pulled deep,
went in, no rim.
Gotcha.
People were tweeting Gary, L. That's what the internet does, by the way.
Mobs up.
In case
and
you
and point says you lost.
They just
it
say L.
You of it.
Scary
it
place.
Yes,
that internet.
So Gary Parrish is going to join us at 12:25. We will talk to him about Zion Williamson, about the L he took yesterday from Trae Young, and if he feels like he took an L.
Well, it's a good time, too, as well, because, you know, NBA dropping down the age, or at least proposing it, obviously, to 18. And how many, you know, it'd be interesting to know from Gary, how many of these guys are we talking about? How many guys still, you know, how many of these high school guys can make the jump? Are we talking about the top 10 recruits? Are we talking about the top 5?
Right.
When you're talking
about guys that
make the jump, you know, this has worked before. Kobe, Kevin Garnett, all of them. You know, it's worked for a lot. LeBron, obviously. But it hasn't worked for some. And I'll be interested for Gary, how many guys will this really affect? Will it be the top 10 of a recruiting class? Will it be the top 5? Or are we talking about 3 or 4 guys a year that could make that leap? Good time to have GP on.
Yeah, so he will join us at 12:25. And then at 1:25, we're going to be joined by Mike Wallace. Our friend, my Mike Check from Grind City Media, is going to join us. We will talk to him about the return of Chandler Parsons. The Grizzlies, like we said, are back in action tonight, so we'll get his thoughts on all of that at 1:25. But before we get to any of that, as we mentioned, the Grizzlies are playing again tonight inside FedEx Forum. Bennett, can I get a growl?
Happy to have him back. Like you said, it beats the alternative, right?
Yes.
Even if it's not the best basketball, it's good to have him back.
It's nice to have professional basketball
it certainly
in the
is.
City
Missed
of
it.
Memphis. And so, yes, they're playing tonight. Now, tonight was supposed to be a little bit of a celebration. It was supposed to be a celebration. There's been Main Street. We want to, you know, celebrate Memphis culture.
Chandler,
not really as much.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, we were talking about, nobody's celebrating that.
Just you, Bennett.
Yeah, just you
I'm looking forward to it.
We know.
Yeah, see what he's got left in the old tank there.
Let's go.
Anyway, it was supposed to be a celebration of a Memphis staple, which is the shoot dance. The shoot dance and, I guess by extension,
oh yeah,
the man responsible for the shoot dance and the song, Block Boy JB. Mm. The Grizzlies were set to give out a figure of Jaren Jackson Jr., dynamic rookie, doing the shoot dance.
This was his thing on draft night, remember?
Yes.
He knew about Memphis.
It's right, exactly. So that was supposed to be tonight. Unfortunately, The Grizzlies released a statement last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, that that said the Shoot Dance figures, which they were slated to give away 5,000 of to tonight's game, it's been postponed. Now, I guess at this point we should say that Black Boy JB, who is the man responsible for making this song, is wanted in the state of Tennessee for many things, including possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia, as a convicted felon in possession of a handgun, and for theft of property. He is wanted for all of these things. And so I...
100,000.
Yeah. I assume the Grizzlies... we should also say Black Boy JB performed in Memphis Madness. I assume the Grizzlies took this as a... As a sign to not do the... You know, not do the giveaways tonight. Do the Black Boy Shoot Dance giveaways tonight.
We don't know all of the details, but I did hear, you know, Chris Harrington saying that it was a good possibility that Black Boy's going to be there tonight. So it sounded like it could have been a you know, big plans for that. You know, I don't know that to be, I can't confirm that. But if that was the case, you could see, if they were going to have Black Boy's on the run, John.
He's on the lam.
He can't come tonight. And if it's going to be a big event and he's going to be there, then that's, you know.
Obviously, that would not, I mean, if you're on the run.
Now, could you still, you know, could you not have Black Boy there? He's on the run. And still give away. That's the question.
Now, so let's, a couple things. We don't know what the plans were tonight, right? We don't know if they had a performance plan at halftime. We have no idea how heavily involved Black Boy JB was going to be in the evening. Could have been very involved. Who knows? However, I'm going to say this, man. And I have realized, I'm going to say this on the front end. I am probably going to be in the minority here when I say this. But that's how I feel. If they are canceling the bobblehead giveaway of Jaren Jackson Jr.,
well, it's like a figure.
I mean, it is, in a way, a bobblehead. I know it's not the...
That's what they're giving out now.
We have a bobblehead truther on the other end of this show.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, you don't want to trigger.
No, it was called a figurine.
There's a big difference,
But you're going to be able to move him, right, doing the Shoot Dance?
Let me explain something to you. A bobblehead is what it is called. A bobblehead. It bobbles. The head bobbles. You've seen bobbleheads.
Why...
John, for collectors, you offend them with exactly. Can you?
I mean, why are you so sensitive about the whether it's the arms or the head?
I've been begging the Grizzlies to bring back bobbleheads since I believe the last bobblehead they released was O.J. Mayo. It was either O.J. or Rudy was the last bobblehead they actually released him. And you were like, no, they did Marc Gasol. Not a bobblehead. It was a figurine.
That is a bobblehead to the majority of the American population.
Don't get caught up in small things, but.
Do you agree or disagree that the Marc Gasol moving his arms is effectively a damn bobblehead?
No, it's a figurine.
It's a figurine.
But that moves his limbs.
John, don't allow this to trigger you. Bennett's right. We want to get it right for the collectors so we don't sound dumb.
Well, to hell with the collectors.
Okay.
We're not talking about collectors. Anyway.
Just offend the whole faction of collectors.
If the Grizzlies said we're not doing this anymore
we want to hear your big thought on this.
It's a big thought.
It's taken up
the entire room.
The big swing.
Okay.
Come on and tell us.
But if they are
how do you really feel
to send the bobblehead or the figurines, you know, back to Taiwan or Japan or China or wherever they were made because of the fallout from Black Boy JB because he's wanted for whatever he's wanted for, I think that's oversensitive. I think that's oversensitive.
John.
No.
John.
You can't say that yet.
You got to do better.
Jason hasn't even had a chance to rebut here. But you want to hear why I think that's oversensitive? I get it.
Please do.
They're a professional organization, and they have to run their organization a certain way.
Right.
And you want to probably, if you can, avoid being associated with people who are wanted for possession of a handgun, theft of property, drug paraphernalia, all that. I understand that. However, I think once you get outside of Memphis, right? Like, I don't think CBSSports.com, for example, would write an article saying the Grizzlies gave away a figurine tonight of Jaren Jackson Jr. doing a Shoot Dance, and the guy that made the song is wanted for having a handgun. I don't think there would be this big backlash.
You don't think they do that on Bleacher or Barstool or something?
I think
At all? No, just a Barstool. Honestly, you don't think they – because that's kind of their story, right? That's kind of the story they would do.
But the reason why I say that
– not that I'm saying that's the reason you don't do it. I don't
– the reason why I'm saying they wouldn't is because I don't think once you get outside of Memphis, the average person knows – they may know the shoot dance, but they don't know who did the – they don't know who did the shoot dance. They don't know the song. They know the shoot dance from Fortnite more than they know it from Black Boy JB, which is why he's suing Fortnite.
Well, there you go.
So that's what I'm saying.
Bennett, I think he's got a point.
No, but the thing is the figurine was called the shoot figurine.
It wasn't called the Black Boy JB in memorabilia in memoriam.
But you're making, but if the shoot dance belongs to Black Boy JB, it is an
effect.
The
shoot dance belongs to anybody who can do the shoot dance.
Not according to him, he's suing Fortnite.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm talking about in the court of public opinion.
Because most folks don't know. And
CJ does the shoot dance. Does he know who raps the song? Yeah,
he doesn't have an idea. Well, I mean, come on. He's five, sure that argument works fully there.
Ask anybody that plays Fortnite.
No, I'm with you on that. Look, he's more tied to, in town, he's more tied to Drake and Look Alive. That's what you know him more
100%.
For Look Alive, not for shoot.
And even then, I don't think he would be,
Now, high school's down. They doing the shoot. But I'm telling you, the average – the white folks, let's be real
no
here.
No idea who Black
you
Boy
would know
JB
Look
is.
Alive probably and Drake more. And I mean, that's just the thing. So, look, I'm not going to tell you that it's not a smart move for a professional franchise to separate itself from someone it may have planned to have an evening built around and have him there
100%.
Who's on the run right now and wanted by police. I'm not going to tell you that's not a smart business move to separate yourself. But I do think that you're probably right in terms of sensitivity level. Look, more people, I think, there aren't a ton of, I'm thinking, your regular Grizz fan that know he does the shoot dance.
No doubt.
Got it. Now, maybe they announced that tonight or not. You don't have to. I just don't think you've convinced me. I was on the other side of this morning. Of course you don't do it. Are you crazy? They'll go great. But I really don't think it's a really big deal.
Yeah, because
because now these things are headed to China. Now you got to go make some bobbleheads.
Okay.
Right, because they're doing vouchers tonight for bobbleheads that they're now going to, I would assume, have to go make.
Yes, they
are. Right, because of this. And that's a cost, obviously.
I don't want it to get twisted that I'm totally – I agree with both of you. I don't think it's that big a deal. However, to your point, you're going to get the articles. You're going to –
I don't think you're going to get the articles.
John, if they got five season ticket holders that say, you know what, I don't appreciate – I'm talking about this season ticket holders.
Yes.
I don't appreciate that y'all did a night wrapped around the shoot dance. Who does bring that connection to him because he's seen it on Twitter or what else? Is that worth it for those five season ticket holders to rub potentially rub even those couple the wrong way?
So they have not had in the past calendar year any player
so they're gonna
on their
eat
roster
and go pay
that's
for the
had any legal problems?
Oh, now you and I both know, and that's how the NBA –
I mean, I'm just asking the question.
I mean, Caldwell Pope was what he was doing.
He was on house arrest.
He was on house arrest. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't a Grizzly, but I'm saying –
No, my point is the NBA – we see in the NBA, sure. I mean, these guys are connected to – let's say that – I don't think anybody's going to be overly offended, but, John, if you did have one, two, or three in their season ticket holders, is it still worth it to eat it? What does it cost you to make the bobbleheads not have all the fuss? Potentially. I'm with you, though, that it feels – probably a little sensitive, probably a little over, but again,
and
they're being.
It's really more of a commentary, Jason, on the world we live in.
It's a business move, dude.
That's the world we live in. I mean, it's like,
the guy's on the run. I mean,
yes.
And again, if
it's not a night.
If he's part of the plan,
he's not like the MC, though.
If he was coming,
Okay, well, he's not coming because he's.
Well, that is clear because he will be arrested. Yes, he would be. That wouldn't be smart at all.
So you think they just got a bunch of boxes of those figurines sitting at FedEx Forum right now?
Brother, they are on the way to where those FedEx Tigers jerseys went to China.
You want to talk about
somebody
it.
Got it? I mean, that's a hot commodity.
Do they make those? Like a lot of those?
You want to talk about a collectible?
The purple ones?
Yeah, they were there. They're over there. Some national, Memphis National Championship shirts are over there, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else?
Dude, I've seen one of those purple FedEx Tigers jerseys.
Are you remember,
dude that's got one here.
This isn't the first giveaway that they've had to send back. Remember the sandals that were misspelled
that had the flip-flops? Yeah.
What we need is the man that's driving that truck, those boxes.
To make a detour?
Absolutely. Just swing by the studios on the way to wherever you're going. That man is in this town.
He is
that
in this
man
town.
Who's going to be driving that truck up out of FedEx Forum full of those shoots. Figurines.
Yeah.
Man, if we could get him.
I mean, dude,
if we could just get him to make a detour.
That's an armored truck, bro. You ain't getting
it. No, we're not trying.
I don't think they're sending the armored truck
yes,
to get
they
the
are.
Dude. Oh, my God.
But, man, I'm not trying to get an armor. I'm not trying to get shot at here.
How
Bennett.
Many Bennett Doyles out there who they're really trying to protect?
I just want to see, can we work something out with that,
bro? You'd be surprised.
Oh, so you're gonna run an operation so you can get friggin' not even bobbleheads.
I bet you I'm not the only one that wants one of those bobbleheads real bad
we
right now.
We can sell them, John, because they will be.
They're going to be transported in armored.
And they're
truck.
Not. Quit calling them bobbleheads. It's not a bobblehead. It's figurine.
They're going
to continue to offend him, and you know better. Now you're just doing it now.
This is the brain of a collector. He thinks that they are actually going to get an armored truck, like a Brinks truck, to take the, or a Loomis to take the friggin' figurines wherever they're going.
You should have seen him when the light went on in Bennett Doyle's head this morning that those things will be out there. You should have seen how quickly he moved to action.
Maybe we're not in the minority, Jason. Maybe this is how most people feel. And I understand that you have to err on the side of caution when you are a professional franchise.
It's safe.
Is it
worth it if you rub it? Like I said, the 4 or 5 season ticket holders the wrong way. So, you know, a wholesome family, John, that we don't know about that block boy and that shoot dance.
Well, I mean.
I'm offended. Is it worth it? I don't care.
So
I'm
now,
with you.
So,
I think it might be a little. It's probably a little oversensitive. But
I mean, they've had people in for wrestling night who have had legal problems in the past. Like, where do we? I'm just saying, where do we draw the line?
So the cost is you go out and pay for the $5,000, go get the bobbleheads done. Who cares?
But I mean, this was a better. This is going to be a bet. This was a better figurine than just a regular Jaren Jackson bobblehead.
You don't know that.
I think, in my opinion,
we got no idea what that figurine looks like. Could have been good and cheap.
It's going to be Jaren Jackson.
Could have been good and cheaply made.
Marcus Allen was nice.
I know
doing
it was.
The Conor McGregor dance,
good.
Right?
And you don't figure the one for Jaren's going to be cheap.
Yeah.
You figure they've done a good job on it. I'd love to see that thing if anybody for them's got a picture. Get it out to us.
We're never going to know.
Come on, driver. What's the address here? 18.
Careful.
Can we say it?
What?
Yeah, you can say it.
We're not committing a crime by asking him to drive past the studio yet, Bennett.
No, if he wants
that's
to
not
just,
a crime.
If he wants to just drive by, that's perfectly within his
And then me
legal
and John
right.
might be standing out there with John's billfold, maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, that thing is fat.
I've got money.
We can buy a couple figurines
Brother, we got
for
the
that.
Cash ready.
I've got money.
Driver, come on by.
I know you're listening out there.
Man, let's get those figurines.
Man, we'll never see the light of day, though. That's unfortunate. That's
Grizz reset. Chandler Parsons is back.
When we come back, David Rudd will join us. We will talk to him about Larry Finch Plaza. We will talk to him about the Tiger basketball program and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, my mind is gone. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he's the University of Memphis president, Dr. M. David Rudd, and he joins us now. Dr. Rudd, how are things over at the University of Memphis today?
We're doing well. Doing well. Things are, I think, going reasonably well these days.
You guys are busy. I feel like you guys have like a million different projects going on. I guess that's the way it's supposed to be, huh?
It is. Yeah, it's always a good thing. I mean, we've got a lot of activity, and we've got a lot of different things that we're in the middle of, but certainly a good thing for us to be busy and moving in the right direction.
Yeah, a few things. How is the land bridge coming along? Is that almost done? Is it done? Where are we on the land bridge?
Yeah, it's scheduled to be done. The deadline date for the bridge is actually August 1st, but they're a little bit ahead of schedule, so they may be finished before that, but it will definitely be finished this summer and be open before the fall semester. And as you know, it will be an iconic image for the campus and for the community.
Is this going to be going over the railroad tracks? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it already does.
Game changer.
It actually already spans the tracks now. It's been that way for. So, John, where have you been? It's been that way.
I mean, it's a good question. I'm embarrassed. I need to get back on campus.
Yes, that's a certain game changer. So yesterday we get the official news. We've talked to you about this before. You helped sort of spearhead this Larry Finch Memorial Project. It's going to be called the Larry Finch Plaza, located there on South Campus facing Getwell Avenue. What was the thinking behind the name and that specific location?
Well, I think a couple of things, and let me say that, one, this has been done at the direction of the committee, and this is a committee that is, broad range of community members, so this is very much a partnership between the university and the community in Memphis. The committee was unanimous in wanting to put it at the entryway of the Park Avenue campus. It will be right across from the new basketball facility. I think the thinking was ease of access so that you'll have ready access to the plaza. There's available parking in the area. But I think the ease of access was one of the critical issues. And it really will be a nice way to create an element on that campus that will attract people to the Park Avenue campus as well. But they wanted to do the Larry Finch Plaza specifically to really, in a lot of ways, celebrate Larry's life. And it's more than just about basketball. I think that you'll see the committee is going to create some different elements there that celebrate the values that Larry lived and the values that Larry represented in Memphis and across the country.
Former Tiger Herb Hilliard, one of those committee members, says he wants this. I read where he wants the statue to be Larry shooting a basketball. What about you, Dr. Rota? And are there a bunch of visions, and how much freedom do y'all plan to give to the artist? Are you going to tell him will you come to one consensus of what you want? How's it going to look? How will that play out?
It's entirely up to the committee. So I met with the committee when they started, and I told them that this was entirely up to them. And we really wanted it to be a vision that is shaped by people that were close to Larry, that spent enormous amount of time with him, that recognize and understand his legacy and importance to the community. So they're going to drive that entirely.
Penny Hardaway. We can see the success when we go to FedEx Forum, Dr. Rhodes. Everyone can. The place is full. There's an enthusiasm there. Is there any kind of way at this point, when it comes to estimating it, whether you've got a number on the financial impact here year one that he's sort of made, his arrival's made?
Oh, I've always got a number. You should.
I thought so.
Yeah. There's no question. It's been a success across every metric that you could imagine. I mean, they took a program that had very little excitement around it, and it created enormous excitement. And you know this, not just in Memphis, but nationally.
Yes, sir.
People are energized, and frankly, internationally. I've actually gotten a few emails from people overseas about it, which has surprised me. But people are really excited about it. And then, the second metric is recruiting. I mean, look at what Penny and his staff have done in recruiting and have positioned this program to be competitive, and not just with top recruits, but recruits at the very top. And then you look at the progress the team has made. I mean, I think this team has looked remarkably good. They're well coached, made progress every game this year, and still are in a position to pursue postseason this year. And so it doesn't matter what the metric is, it's been a good season. And I think he's had an excellent start to it. What will undoubtedly be an excellent career.
You know, you guys as an administration have been so transparent about, the thinking that went into making the move, obviously, to hire Penny Hardaway. And I know you always had a number in mind. I mean, has that number, which you said you have, is it better than you anticipated? I mean, what are we talking here?
It's the number we needed, and it is quicker than I would have anticipated. I would have actually, John, I would have predicted we would have been in this spot in the second year, not in the first year.
Oh, okay, so you're ahead of schedule in that sense.
We are absolutely ahead of schedule, and it comes at a good time for us. As you know, we're wrapping up a media deal. We'll have an announcement for you probably in a week to a week and a half. We've got some good synergy and some good convergence on these issues.
Obviously, know that you're only at liberty to say so much about that, but when you say the announcement, is that going to be an announcement of, these things are done, these are wrapped up, and here's what we're looking at over the next 8 to 10 years or whatever it is?
That's what's going to be, absolutely.
How would you characterize the process then, if you can say anything about it?
Process. It's been a long process, and it's been a very detailed process, I think a very thoughtful process, and one that is going to move the conference forward. in a meaningful way, and I think that it's one that recognizes the value of this conference, recognizes the value of these universities, and most specifically for us, it recognizes the value of the University of Memphis, and that's important for all of us.
So you sound pleased.
Yeah, I'm absolutely pleased. No question about it.
Because you took a very personal role in this, right?
I've been one of the three people involved in it. Absolutely.
Why was it important for you to take such an active role in it?
I think it's a pretty simple thing. If we don't have success in this area, it jeopardizes in many ways the structure of our athletic department. As you know, we don't have big margins here. We don't have a big payout. We don't have large margins in Memphis, mm-hmm. and this is critical for the athletic department, and it's critical for the university as a whole.
Like you just laid out, we don't have large margins, and I say that as a U of M graduate, as you know. So when it comes to football, where we're experiencing our, best 5 years we've ever seen in terms of success on the field, and yet attendance numbers are going down. How much more can the school do? How much more can the athletic department do? I know you were trying and got the decks coming, but how much more is there on that side to do when the margins are so thin?
Well, I think I tweeted out we can buy those dang AAF scanners for one.
Get behind it, Dr. Rudd. We need you in the stands. It's a community effort.
That certainly would help. No, there are a number of things we can do. So, we've had some marginal decline, but one, we've got a good formula that we've implemented in basketball that will be implemented fully in football for counting. We'll have additional, I talked to Tom the other day, we'll have additional scanners. We'll be, in addition to that, we'll be tearing tickets as well to make sure we get good coverage. We'll get accurate numbers on it. The other thing we need, though, as you know, we need good competition in the stadium.
No doubt.
We need some headliners, and Tom is pursuing that. I think you're going to be pleased with some movement in that area over the course of the next couple of years. And we need to be playing high-profile programs because we've got a high-profile program that can compete.
When I asked you on the basketball side of that, is it the same thinking there? Because the home schedule in recent years has not been the best. I know Penny, obviously, that's his responsibility. I know he's very ambitious. Is that the same philosophy as it applies to basketball as well, getting those marquee home and homes, as it were?
Yeah, no question about it. And I think that is what we just need to do as a university across the board. I mean, we've got great partnerships in other areas of the universities with top universities around the country. We need those groups. We need those schools, programs coming to Memphis, playing in Memphis, and we'll do home and homes. And we're absolutely going to pursue the steepest and best competition that we can. These programs compete at the highest level, and that's what we want to share with the fans. And that'll fill the arena.
Of course. We are, of course, talking to Dr. M. David Rudd, University of Memphis president here on the show. Couldn't have you on if I'm contractually obligated to ask you about the football facility. Sounds like progress is happening, though. Sounds like we're on the right track with that, right?
Well, I tell you, phase one is almost done. I believe we'll be finished in April, if I'm not mistaken. The permit was pulled for the construction on phase two, which is the cover to the field, and that will move immediately after phase one. I just wonder why I keep getting questions about it. That thing is being built as we speak, and the permits have been pulled, and we're moving the thing forward. And I think we've made it clear the commitment that we have to it. I recognize and understand that people have been trying to get one of those things built here for 20 years, but it actually is in progress now.
That's awesome. Dr. Rudd, you tweeted out a couple of different looks potentially for the overpass over by the Liberty Bowl. I was interested in votes you got. Was it mostly blue, mostly black? I thought both looks were sharp.
Don't be surprised if you see a different one on each direction.
Oh.
Smart man.
I mean, that's just what you do,
Clever.
Dr. Rudd. I mean, you're just one step ahead of everybody else. Okay, so let's just 5-year outlook for the University of Memphis, right? What in a perfect world, what's happening at the University of Memphis in 5 years?
Well, I think actually it's something that you guys probably don't talk a lot about, given what it means on the research academic side. But we've established a goal to become a Carnegie One university, mm-hmm. which is a top tier research university, and we've set that goal to accomplish that within 5 years. And we're investing significantly in research expansion and doctoral program expansion for the University of Memphis, and that gives remarkable visibility to us in terms of what we do academically. And that is a significant goal, and we think it's an achievable goal, and I think it can be done in 5 years.
Dr. Rudd, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, as always.
Hey, my pleasure. And you guys keep recruiting for us. I'm appreciative of the recruiting job. We enjoy that.
We're Memphis guys.
We'll continue to do our best.
We don't try to hide it. Thanks, Dr. Rudd.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
He is University of Memphis President M. David Rudd. Got a little bit of news there from Dr. Rudd. So in the next week and a half, he said, we're going to be having it. There's going to be an announcement on the new AAC
contract. The media
contract.
Rights deal.
Yeah, on the
good
television
news.
Contract.
They're currently
and he
making
says
about $2 million a year. And
yeah.
We'd always talked about, could you get to six? Could you get to four? He sounded pleased, so hopefully it's a good number.
Yeah, I mean, he's directly involved in those negotiations.
It's so critical. Like you said, it's not just, it's so critical for this university. The margins are so thin the way he lays it out. So anything more than the $2 million you're getting,
so you
got to
think they're in
him sounding optimistic is great.
You got him there in 8 to 10.
I don't know. I'd love for it to be between 8 to 10. I don't think I've read anything that speculated to be that high.
Yeah.
Sign me up for 8 to 10. Dude.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So. I don't know if they're getting that.
Anyway, appreciate
awesome.
Dr. Rudd's time.
Sound like he didn't put that number on Penny's financial impact, but it sounds like it's up there. Year ahead of schedule.
They're 1 year ahead of schedule. Yeah. Exactly. Which, again, you could tell. I mean, if you go to a game, right, and you see all those butts in those seats, Tulane's getting 14,000.
Right. You're a lifetime away from the 3 to 4 to 6
yes.
you were drawing last year.
No question about it. Penny has revitalized that program.
Yes, he has.
As we know. So, appreciate Dr. Rudd's time, as always. All right, we'll come back. Robert Kraft. Owner of the New England
Lord.
Patriots has been named in a prostitution sting.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions, but this does not look good.
It does not look good. So we'll talk about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wing Guru. As we approach lunchtime, it's already lunchtime for some of you folks that like it in that 11 o'clock hour. Why don't you head over 5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Road, either of those locations, or you can wait and maybe do a light lunch. You can do a heavy dinner down at Grizzlies tonight in the upper room with Billy.
That's right.
That's where the third location is.
The upper room.
And it is just as good.
It's like a step away from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
It is.
Because it's on the terrace level.
Yep.
Which is very high up.
I call it the upper room.
Yeah. They got the best premium flavors in the city of Memphis. Ask anybody. I haven't met anybody that's actually had the Wing Guru and not said it was the best they've ever had. It's just a 100% retention rate over at the Wing Guru. Why? Because they're the best. Honey Suicide, Spicy Taco, Garlic Sriracha. It's all there. It's all amazing.
I think the only frustration I've ever had from a listener about the Wing Guru was that Billy didn't give enough coleslaw one day. Billy got your coleslaw.
You don't need no coleslaw.
And it is good. I know you want some of that coleslaw. You want more of it. He'll give you as much as you want. When you see him, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right. Do want to give you a little bit of an update here.
What you got for me?
Severe storms are likely.
Oh, God.
In the Mid-South tomorrow afternoon.
Isn't that what we've been facing? I mean, it's been leading off our news for the past week. Severe weather.
Damaging winds, most likely, but a couple tornadoes are possible.
Well, I hope it doesn't affect the KISS concert.
I don't think it'll affect the KISS concert.
When
is that? They got to come here from New Orleans. They're in New Orleans tonight.
When is that?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, FedEx Forum.
I can't believe KISS is still a thing.
Gene.
Is Gene still touring?
Yeah, man.
Why do I know that but not you?
Dude, I mean, okay, what's KISS' most famous song? What is it?
I mean, their most famous song is probably Rock and Roll All Night.
Okay,
but
yeah.
But they have an...
Sorry. Sometimes I get early era Aerosmith confused with Kiss.
That's really for man your age.
A massive catalog.
I know. I know they had a massive catalog. However, I always think Dude Looks Like a Lady was a Kiss song.
Mm.
It's easy to confuse the two. No?
John, you got to do better.
Am I wrong or right? You confuse the two as well?
You're clearly just not talking about videos because there's no, paint on
videos.
One and not.
Yes, I know.
So just,
that.
You're
yes.
just saying the voice
yes,
itself.
I know what
See,
Kiss
I don't
looks
think
like.
That's indefensible. I mean, the guy doesn't, you know, Kiss he's a young guy, and he's talking about the actual voices, Bennett.
Gene Simmons, the long tongue, right? Is that him?
You're very aware. Yes, we all know you know that. Yes.
God of Thunder, Dr. Love.
Not
does Kiss, does will it? Will they fill up the form?
Oh, dude. Come
oh,
on.
Yeah.
Is it like sold everywhere they go?
It's like you can't get tickets.
This
it's unbelievable.
Final tour.
It's like Elton John's
dude,
doing one of those.
The guy at the forum on Wednesday missed the layup, and they're like, don't worry, you're still getting two tickets to Kiss. So it's obviously a hot ticket.
Okay. I was curious because
that will be a good crowd.
Bennett was schooling me on how Queen still tours. And Adam Lambert's the guy now how old
really?
Are you?
Really? Yeah, Adam Lambert does.
You didn't know Adam Lambert? He schooled me to that. Is now the lead. He replaced our boy.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Queen.
Though. Yeah. Yeah. And they're still touring and filling places up. He's schooling me on.
They're coming to Nashville.
I find that fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something.
Having just seen the movie, yeah.
So Kiss is making their return to Memphis tonight.
There you go.
Or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
But before they make their return to FedEx Forum on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're about to say.
Chandler Parsons will beat them to the punch.
Ooh, he's a handsome man.
Yes, he
Smooth
is.
Smooth operator.
He will be in action tonight. He's getting minutes, folks. This is happening. It's not just he's going to be on the bench in uniform and the warm-ups kind of thing.
Don't be scared.
He's playing. The guy is going to play. He's going to be in the lineup.
He might get you 10 tonight.
He might. Now, yesterday he had his press conference after we went off the air.
Right.
Or I guess it was basically after we went off the air. That's when he finally did talk. And this was a brief snippet. This was a brief snippet of Chandler Parsons yesterday inside FedEx Forum.
The options were stay in Memphis, but be away from the team and train at Campbell Clinic. Which I don't know who would do that. If I'm staying here, I would like to work with my team and practice at least so I can get familiar. But that wasn't an option. I was supposed to stay here and work at Campbell Clinic. Second option was to go to the D League, play 4 games, and then see my progress. So, it wasn't like an ego thing for me not to go play the D League. I would have loved to go play 1, 2, 3. Even if you said 4 games, go play, and then you're back in the lineup, I would have done that with a smile on my face. But as a 30-year-old player with 3 knee surgeries, I'm not going down to the G League to play in an open-ended stint. That's just unheard of. It's never happened before. You can look all across the league. That's literally never happened. So that was an option. And then basically the only other option was to go home and train and wait till the trading deadline. And if we can find a move for you, we will. If we can't, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And so we crossed the bridge, and I'm here.
Yeah, so that was Chandler Parsons briefly yesterday. At the forum in his first press conference, I guess his first press availability since before he was exiled. Thoughts?
I told you there was both sides of this. I just found to be silly. The part that Chandler wouldn't go down and do it, like go down there, play the 2 to 4 games, whatever they want you to do, and then if they say Chandler, we want to keep you down there for nothing, then you got the whole, well, this is too open ended. Now I got a problem with it. But then on the Grizz side, too, it seems silly, too, because like I told you, it seemed like JB wanted him to play because, frankly, they weren't playing good basketball at that point. And what was the point of throwing in another body to see if it could do it at this level? Mm-hmm. You weren't risking anything by putting him back out there. That said, you can say, okay, well, they were approaching the trade deadline at that point, still wanting to see if there's anything they can do with him. You want to take out any risk involved when it comes to injury by having him completely off. But we both know, he's also working out there.
Right.
Just like we said with Zion, it can happen at any point. So there, but for both of this, I thought it was silly, right? And now the silliness had to end because you've got the Anthony Davis situation. You can't just have a guy banned under contract, just have him away from the team. Bring him back in here, throw him in the rotation, see what he does. It's not like this team's fighting for a playoff berth.
Right. It's like a forced marriage. It's starting to feel like a forced marriage.
Well, honestly. I mean, there's so many, to his point, and Chandler said it yesterday, I'm pretty sure it was him or JB, there's so many new dudes anyway. It's like who you worry about rubbing the wrong way. You know, only a few of these guys are going to be part of the, you know, the future going forward.
Well, the argument is they're trying to figure that out. Like, they know Chandler is not going to be a part of the future, right? And they're trying to figure out who is.
And if he can help you convey the pick, which is their goal, we have our doubts on whether it's possible or not, but if he can help you do that, then what's the, get him out there.
You just sound like you're going insane.
And then I'd feel a lot better about it, quite frankly, rather than you paying this $20-something million to have him sit out in L.A., do nothing. At least he's running up and down the floor for you and giving other guys a blow. You know what I'm saying? I mean, get something out of that contract.
Right.
Period.
Now, how much he will be able to help, I guess we will find
out. But it's typical. I mean, where we are with this seems like typical.
I mean, listen, history tells us this is a pointless conversation because he's just going to get hurt.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to spend too much time on this. I mean, he's not going to come back and give you much, and there's no need to.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not his fault,
but
right?
But it's the return, so we have to hit it.
It's not his fault.
I for one, am interested to see in what he's going to contribute. Is it what I'm looking for tonight? No, I'm trying to see if Avery Bradley can stay on this crazy hot streak.
Does
he come back down to earth? I mean, come on. It's about Jaren at this point.
Right.
It's always about Jaren. I was enjoying watching Ivan Rabb come up. But JV, you figure now Ivan Rabb again will play heavy minutes. You're not trying to force JV in there with him gone for the time being.
I hope JV's okay.
When I said you need to put, I like watching these young players develop and at a faster pace. And I'm literally talking about on the court, they're playing faster. Told you, I haven't mind watching it at all. And I'm interested to see if Avery Bradley's going to come back down to earth because he has been on fire.
This is what I'm curious.
Trying to figure out whether you want him going forward or not for that next year, or are you going to let that go?
This is what I'm curious about. What will the reaction be?
I know you don't. There is nothing.
There's not nothing.
There is a goal. You still want to convey that pick. I realize 2021 now, the draft, that's looking like 2022, so it's not the – but the point is still the same. You want to get out from under it. You want it not hanging
100%,
over your head.
100%. We agree completely.
So you're rooting for the team to do well.
We don't know how possible that is. But I guess we'll try until we know it can't happen anymore.
Take the Clippers out. They're playing some dogs over the next few games. Now, dogs that you just lost to before the All-Star break in Chicago. But after the Clippers tonight, you got Cleveland tomorrow night. That's a team you should beat. It's a team right there at the bottom. Lakers coming in here on Monday. Everybody will be hype about LeBron, and they're in must-win mode. So you don't. But again, then you get Chicago. And so there are opportunities here to say, hey, all right, I'm going to watch them tonight, and hopefully they get this win against
these
bad
ones. That's what we said against the Chicago Bulls.
Absolutely it was.
Last week.
Yeah. I can feel that you have checked out, and I'm telling you a reason why you, just like we talk about with Penny, and don't check out on year one because of Jeremiah, because of moments. Don't check out on this year of Grizz because – listen, it's not fun. No, they're not going to be good teams, but there's still the development of Jaren Jackson. There's still the development of these young guys. They're still trying to figure out what you want to do with Avery Bradley. Is this what you're going to get, or is it the Clippers' Avery Bradley?
You trying to sell me some tickets, dog?
I ain't trying to sell you
888 hoop.
I'm not trying to sell
you
nothing.
Hustle tickets in there?
No. I just get them. You come, you're like, oh my gosh, Chandler's.
No, I mean, I was talking about it.
They are our professional NBA franchise, as you know, and there's only 30 of them in the world, as you know, John.
That's true.
So
30 NBA. Real Madrid, FC Barcelona.
Well, I just meant the NBA.
Yeah. But your point is taken. Your point is taken that it is one of 30 NBA franchises. We love having the Grizzlies here. This particular season has just not been that fun. Now, the reaction. Chandler has been booed inside FedEx Forum before.
Oh, I didn't think about this. They put themselves in the spot.
What will be the reaction?
Imagine he'll get booed.
Let's go to our.
It won't be cool.
He
will
100% get booed.
It won't. It'll be cringy.
He won't get booed by everybody, but there will be
and
people in the crowd.
And fans can do what they
want
to do. They have the right to boo.
You'll hear some. They pay the money. But I think majority. It'll be kind of just like.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Did you see Giannotto? Did y'all see Giannotto asked him straight if he was a snitch?
He said no.
He said ridiculous.
Well, right.
Is what he said.
He didn't say no.
People noted on Giannotto's tweet that he didn't say the word no, but he said ridiculous. And as Giannotto put it, that sounds like a denial to me. But he said his point was, I wasn't even here.
You don't have to be here.
He threw that out there quick, didn't he?
You ain't got to be here.
He threw out that defense quick, didn't he? Yes, I wasn't here.
That's what I would say if I was guilty. How is it going to be me? I wasn't even here. I'm just saying.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, you're the resident Grizz fan.
Do you believe we're looking at you because you're excited about his return?
He thinks it's going to be a standing ovation.
Do you believe him when he tells you he's not the snitch and that's ridiculous on the fight? Do you believe him? You're the one that matters the most.
He thinks it's going to be like Willis Reed coming out of the tunnel.
That man ready to stand up and cheer tonight.
I'm not going to be able to be in the house tonight.
It's gonna be.
But I'll cheer for him on Monday.
Look, this is gonna be big when Chandler Parsons checks in. It's gonna be like.
I wish I was there tonight just so someone could give him a nice applause.
It's nice balance to have you and your excitement about Chandler's return tonight because John and I are so not into it. It's nice to have the balance, Ben. And so I appreciate you.
It's like the whole, oh, I love Memphis. I want to, you know, be so
you're
good
looking
for
forward
Memphis,
to the return.
And, yeah.
Now, you need to get more up on your – you're a little too down on this organization franchise. And I know why. You've been beat down. You don't like the front office. You don't think – you think Robert Parrish should get more involved. You hate Chandler. You wanted more in the trade before the deadline. So you are sour on this team, and I imagine there's a great many Grizzlies fans with you.
I want winners.
And I'm trying to help pick
you up. I want winners. I'm like Singletary.
You still got Jaren.
I want winners.
And we both think something's going to happen with the front office after this season.
Yes.
I mean, you tell me right now that that's the same one, I'm going to get right down the dumps with you. All right? If that's going to be the same one we're going into next season. We all think there's going to be some sort of change. And all I'm doing is trying to give you a little bit of glass half full, okay? I'm just trying with a 23-win team here. I'm doing the best I can, John.
888 hoop, bro. 888 hoop. Now there was a poll that I believe Jeffrey Wright posted, and I am curious your thoughts on this one. Which person will be the last man standing for the Grizzlies? JB Bickerstaff, Chandler Parsons, or Chris Wallace? Who will it be?
Oh gosh.
Now Chandler's got another year left, and he'll be back.
They're not gonna that.
So the earliest they could trade him realistically is next February.
Who's the last one standing?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it really could be Chandler, couldn't it?
It could be JB.
I hope it's JB. For me, y'all know where I'm at. I haven't seen enough
what?
To know.
It's Chris Wallace.
Last man standing?
Yes.
Dude, we think that's getting shook up. If it's not, I'm getting in the dumps with John. Stop okay. it. Stop it.
Okay.
You cannot be
Bennett
serious.
Bennett is resigned.
Dude. You are opening up my eyes today. You love Chandler. Chris Wallace, best GM in the league.
No, I didn't say that. I said you asked the question, is he going to be the last man standing?
In fairness, he's been battered. This is battered fan syndrome right here.
What does the track record say?
Wait a minute. Why do you think Chris Wallace, if you are with are you not with us that you think there will be a move after the season? Like Bobby Marks said on something like that, you wait till the end of the year. If you're not with us on that, you don't think that'll be the first thing gone before JB? And before, who's my other one?
Chandler.
Parsons?
No.
I like that Bennett stays on the other side. Because like I said, I don't think so.
Write that one down.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.